conservative political activist Bonds for New Hampshire, the New Hampshire Muckraker here. Today's podcast, we're going to continue with the Finches of Lineborough and their dealings with the Department of Environmental Services and the Department of Justice, who are threatening the Finches out of their home due to a quote-unquote failed septic system that was never permitted, according to the state's claims, over 30 years ago. So we're back with the Finches. Hello, Bob. Hello, Sherry. How you doing?
Hi, Regina.
Hello. Thank you.
So for this segment, I want to get back to, we talked a little bit or touched upon that swimming hole that is out in your area. What is it, a few miles from your property?
Yes.
What is the history of that? Didn't people actually warn you about that area when you were considering moving to Lineborough?
Yes, we had quite a few people tell us to stay away from the place, that it had been contaminated for a long time, and we've never been there. When that many people tell you something, there's bound to be some truth in it, so we've never gone there.
And was there a factory or something in your town at one point?
Yes, there was the Lineborough Glass Factory. We can see the site where it was from our house.
Oh, and back then they probably didn't, you know, they didn't have those groundwater regulations that they have now. So
no. Back then they had nothing at all. Any
right.
Convenient hole in the ground was a dump.
So you've known that people have known who are from that town, lived in that town, about these issues, the contamination issues, specifically at that swimming hole. And DES, have they ever been out there to test or do any type of, you know, I don't know, analyzing as to what was going on?
As far as we know, the DES has never looked into anything in this area that we're aware of.
Until they started harassing you.
Exactly.
And even though they knew the problem with that neighbor that you have that had a failed septic or something years ago?
I don't know that the DES knew anything about it. I think that was the town only.
Oh, only the town knew. And then also, aren't there like some of the streams have been known to be who look contaminated anyway? I don't know if they've been tested or not, but
not to our knowledge. But there's definitely a strong odor at certain times of the year, depending on how fast these seasonal streams are running and what the weather's like. Sometimes it's faint, sometimes it's really strong.
And that's been there for ever since you can remember?
Yeah. We moved in here in the spring, and within days, the smell was just horrendous. But it comes and goes, and we've got used to it.
And until 3 years ago, I mean, no one was ever pointing the finger at you or accusing you of this problem, and people that live in the town must know that there's something going on.
I would think so. I know that there are a few that do, but how many, I don't.
Because it sounds to me like you've had known contamination issues, or at least the town has, and they failed to act on them, which could put them in a hot spot with both the Environmental Services and also as well as the EPA.
Yeah.
So it's almost like, it sounds to me like, you know, they want to place the blame on taxpayers instead of, you know, perhaps doing something they should have done years ago, or
yeah,
at least looked into.
It should have been investigated a long time ago, and it still hasn't been investigated.
Yeah, you asked them, right, to come out and do tests in certain areas, and they refused, or if they did them, they haven't given you the results.
They refused. We did get a state inspector out at one of the techs to come out at one point and take a coli sample uphill, and it was high.
Uphill from you.
Uphill from us.
You know what they say about the flow of you know what. You guys must be miracle makers if you can get that to go uphill from your system.
It's a bloody miracle. Yep, it rolls uphill in our neighborhood, yes.
And now, because they're saying that the problem is your septic system is somehow getting into some culvert across the street.
They're claiming that they have evidence of a pipe running from our septic system under our front yard, under the street, and into a seasonal stream. We've never been shown any evidence of this, and the DES records office claims there are no records on this house at all. So,
how would they know that?
I don't know where they're getting this from, and they've never shown us any evidence of it, but they're claiming this is part of the evidence in this case, is that this pipe exists.
Yeah, which is one of the many reasons why you filed for a motion to dismiss, but the judge apparently did not want to hear you. So you've specifically asked to see evidence of this pipe that it exists.
Yes.
And they have refused to be able to, because I know I was a selectman for 6 years, and I know they have the technology that they can go down and actually examine the entire length of a pipe. So I would imagine that would be fairly simple for the state, if not the town, the state, to be able to show you photos of this, but they've failed to produce anything.
No, they didn't produce any evidence of this at all.
But they know that culvert is contaminated, but they haven't been able to, in my view, show evidence that it's proving that it's coming from your property. I mean, that culvert could be contaminated for 1,000 different reasons.
Yes, and they do claim this contamination in the culvert, but the culvert under the road itself is uphill from where they claim this pipe is dumping into the stream.
Well, miracle. It must be a miracle.
It's an interesting moving target, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And the fact, it would be one thing if they could at least show you a picture of a pipe, but they can't even do that.
No.
And that's what's baffling to me, that we've, you know, sort of, you communicated this to the judge. And
we tried to.
Yeah, well, you had difficulties in the beginning, I know, because you weren't doing it in the proper format, the proper style. You addressed all that, and you had the typical back and forth, which I've seen, you know, like I said, selectmen for 6 years, it's how these guys operate.
Yes.
And, but it's like they didn't even read it. I mean, how could you have read your responses to what was happening and still rule for the Department of Environmental Services summary judgment? I mean,
I wouldn't think it would be possible. Yet it was.
They ruled against us. And just to recap, the summary judgment, which for the public, if you don't know, is what it is someone's claiming something and the judge is just going to rule on what is being claimed without any sort of a trial or jury or any of that. The Finches did not get any of that. They weren't even entitled to a lawyer because the state kept this as a civil matter. So it was very difficult for the Finches, you know, I don't even know, everything, your mentality, physically. I mean, you're getting harassed, in essence, by people that you pay their salaries.
Yes.
And they're not, it would be one thing if they were providing factual evidence, but they're not. And if they're not giving it to you and they haven't proved it to the judge, I mean, this ruling to me is just, it's insanity. I'm glad the two of you are holding strong. You know your rights, you know your amendment rights. We have property rights. And the number one article, the state constitution, is all government is founded in consent. Without consent, it is not authorized, and the Finches know that, and they're standing up. So we'll have to get back to this. Do any of you want to add anything about, you know, historically some known issues that you've known have happened or have been brought to your attention in regards to water contamination or groundwater contamination?
I said we know that there's quite a bit of contaminated water in the area. Actually surprised that, you know, 30 years, there's never been a complaint until we get a new neighbor across the street. The smell is all over the place seasonally. I mean, I can walk through these neighborhoods and it's not hard to find, and yet it's only our house being looked at.
Yeah, it's very odd.
That is very odd that only our house is being looked at when you can just walk around. And this new neighbor goes for walks all the time. So he can't have possibly missed that this smell is near a lot of streams close by. And yet he's sure that it's us. Therefore, the town is sure that it's us. And now that and the DOJ and everybody's sure it's just us.
Right.
I'd like some explanation on that one.
And all as you two are asking for is you're not asking for any damages, any cash benefit. You just want to be left alone.
We do. We just want to enjoy some of our retirement. That's all. We'd like to be able to go out together and, you know, have a normal life. That's all. This is absurd.
I would agree. Well, thank you very much for that. And we will continue this in a few days with some more information to publicize here about our corrupt Department of Justice and Department of Environmental Services in New Hampshire harassing taxpayers and abusing their power. All right. Thank you. Have a great day.